everybody. Matt Bailey here with the Music Universe Podcast. I have Buddy, our co-host, and on the phone I have our social media guru and our pop culture guru, Brittany Vance, with her ear to the ground with some major, major news today over the last 18 hours. Number one, Morgan Wallen is effectively canceled after being captured by a neighbor's garage door camera using the N-word coming home from a drunken night in Nashville. On the good news side, TJ Osborne of the Brothers Osborne has come out as gay and is receiving support from all corners of the country music industry, including our friend Ty Herndon. We have an exclusive statement from him that we'll link to in the show notes in the article on themusicuniverse.com. Let's start with Morgan and Brittany. Let's start with you. Were you surprised that the label has suspended his contract? I mean, radio is one thing, but he was a moneymaker these last 3 weeks, the biggest name in country music in America. Were you surprised that the label took such swift and dramatic action to suspend his contract?
Not at all. Not at all. Because here's the thing. Morgan Wallen is one artist. If the label did not do that, they were going to be blackballed by everybody. I mean, we see CMT, radio stations are all removing him. So, I mean, they don't really have a choice. What are they going to do with his music? Nobody's going to play it.
Buddy?
Yeah, I agree. I actually asked that in an industry chat last night, and people were like, no, he won't be dropped. But he wasn't technically dropped as of now. He was just suspended by Big Loud Records. It is a partnership with Republic Records. I mean, they have all the pop and rap artists that you can think of, including Taylor Swift. So it makes sense that they did this because, yeah, I think it would come back to bite them harder than they could imagine. That's just something you don't mess with. And I mean, I don't know how long he'll be so-called canceled. I guess we'll have to wait this out, but the Dixie Chicks said what they said in like 2003, and they still haven't been welcomed back into country music. So this is going to be a hard one to recover from.
It's interesting because they suspended him, which means he's still an artist of theirs, but they're not letting him record. They're not releasing his music. They've effectively taken away his microphone and silenced him, which in many ways can be more powerful than just dropping. But Brittany, mm-hmm. Is country music finally having a social reckoning? One we thought we would see this summer, but between this and the labels taking swift action and TJ Osborne coming out and getting support, is country finally aligning with kind of where social values are heading in the U.S.?
Yeah, you know, Matt, I think so. And I think that there's a lot of people putting in a lot of work. And I know Mickey Guyton is one of the kind of the forefront people that we see. But, tons of people have her back. I mean, you know, you have Leslie Fram from CMT. And, I mean, just these big higher-up people who have felt this way, maybe has not said so. And then now that we have the movement, now they are like, okay, now's my time. Here's my people. This has to change. And I think what TJ did, I think it's so funny. I woke up and I said, so we got Morgan Wallen who's canceled. And then TJ said, I'll do you one better, Morgan Wallen, hold my beer. I mean, it's amazing.
Now, mm-hmm. Brittany, from your experience, why do you think so many stars are now coming out? Is it because everybody is being more comfortable in country music? Or do you think it's just they just don't care?
I think people are just tired. And you know, I think back growing up, and I was a big Eminem fan. And you know, Eminem lyrics, if he came out with the same lyrics today that he said in like 2012, I mean, nobody would fool with him. And so I just think we've grown as a nation. Things that were acceptable then, 10 years ago, are no longer acceptable. And, you know, you either move with the changes or you get left behind. And so, you know, Mickey Guyton put out a statement earlier, and she said she does not believe in cancel culture. She said, watching anyone fall from grace is a terrible thing to see. People must all be given a chance to change. Morgan must feel the weight of his words, but completely throwing someone away is detrimental to anyone's mental health. So, I mean, we do want to give people second chances, but We won't tolerate the homophobia, the racism, anything.
But this is a third chance when you think about it.
Right. And he, my thing with it, Brittany, because I know you had a different perspective on this as well. His neighbor snitched on him for a payday from TMZ. And you're right. But somebody with his personality, something like this was going to happen with him sooner or later. I mean, that's my issue with bro country in general, is we elevate these kind of D-bag personalities to stardom. And sometimes what ends up happening is they do something stupid, and not only do we have to apologize for their acts, we have to apologize for country music on the whole, and I expect better. Now, the context of this word and the context in which he used it, I want to be clear, he was not calling somebody that he had a scuffle with while he was drunk the N-word. He was not using it derogatorily. He was sort of, what's the phrase? He was culturally appropriating the term to refer to some of his friends in an endearing sense. But in this day and age, because of cancel culture and because we're so sensitive to language, one word captured one time and you're done, because obviously he's used this before. And Brittany, I know you have black family members. What's your take on how he used the word?
So here's the thing. Growing up where I grew up, I'm in a small town, black people allow it. So growing up, I never knew that, like, I knew it was wrong to say it, like, derogatory, but like saying it to your friends where I grew up, people accepted mm-hmm. it. And even today, I mean, I still have these arguments. I don't live there anymore. I've learned better, but I still have these arguments with my friends and my family member. You're white. I don't like the word. Don't use the word, you know? But you know, I think he hates black people? I do not. I want to say that. I do not think he hates black people. I just think that he's being an idiot and he needs to look in the mirror, do some soul searching and grow up. And, you know, I was really upset about this, but this young man, a young black man, reached out to me and he said he wanted to give me a different perspective. And he said he's had white people who had used the word loosely and sparingly, who had looked out for him when he was down. And he's had people of his same color who did not look out for him. So he said the content of your character means so much more than a surface layer or words. You know, and I respect that, and I get that, but, you know, he's a superstar, okay? You got to use some sense mm-hmm. and know people mm-hmm. are looking at you and waiting, and they want you to lead by example. So that's what you have to do when you're in the spotlight.
Right. Now, my question kind of goes back to when you mentioned Eminem. We're on this whole cancel culture, bring up the past and punish you for things that were done. Why haven't we done that to Eminem yet?
That's a good question. Why don't we do that to J. Cole, who called autistics retarded? Why? I don't know. You know, and I'm going to get a lot of hate for that one, I'm sure. But, you know, I don't think we want to cancel people indefinitely. We just want people to be held accountable, right? So if you're mm-hmm. calling people the R word, or you're calling people the F word or the N word, we got to take responsibility and own it.
And I call people fucker all the time, but I don't get hate for that.
No, not that. That's the wrong F word, okay?
It's important for country music to have these conversations, because what would happen in times past is not all country music artists are like this, not all country music fans are like this, and you're explaining that, you know, country music isn't a bastion of hardcore anti, you know, I should say hardcore bigotry type views, and I think country music is tired of dealing with it. But at the same token, cancel culture run amok can just cause a problem. But I mean, you just don't be, people just need to not be shitheads. And I think when you get famous at 26, because remember, our kind of center at the music universe is Garth and his career. He didn't become famous till 30, 31, thereabouts, maybe very late 29. Morgan Wallen is 27, and he's on this meteoric rise. Man hasn't even had the chance to move out of his, like, rinky-dink little house and into a more private, secure facility. I'm surprised he lives in, like, a regular neighborhood. you know, this man, we don't teach people when they, especially in this viral age where people can go viral at age 21, like Lil Nas X at 19, we don't teach people how to handle fame. And it's one thing to say stupid things socially with friends, but then it's another to say, hey, you have a career to look out for. You need to change that behavior entirely because you could screw yourself.
Yeah, and I do want to say that I've personal encounters with Morgan. I have seen him stand up against body shaming women. I've seen the core goodness, right? So it's there. But over the last year, and I've said this privately, never publicly, because I care too much about, you know, him as a person. But over the last year, I've been very worried. It's weighed on my heart. I even said to my fiance, I kind of worry that all the scrutiny could cause him to harm himself. You know, when I look at him, I just see somebody who hates himself, who constantly needs validation and love and wants to feel like he belongs somewhere. And I do not see anybody who's happy when I look at him now. Now, 3 years ago when I was with him, it was a different story. He was happy. He was, down to earth. He was who he was. Today, not so much. He needs to, I think he needs to go in somewhere inpatient and get some serious help and see, you know, where these problems stem from.
Now, do you think that this was the turning point and that's going to happen now?
No.
Really?
I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know that that's going to happen because I don't think he's ready to admit he has a problem.
Right. Well, speaking of happiness and people finding happiness, TJ Osborne has come out now publicly. He'd been out to his family for many years. He came out now. We published that. And we also reached out to a friend of this podcast and a friend of our site, Ty Herndon, for a statement. And he texted back and he said, I'm going to read verbatim here, quote, "I am so proud of TJ Osborne for telling his story today. Nothing compares to living life openly and authentically, and his message will make such a difference for so many people, young and old. Love and acceptance is the only way." And I hope that last sentence is where country music is headed in general. Love and acceptance is the only way. And being able to be your authentic self and tell your authentic story, I think, is at the root of country music. Buddy, would you agree?
Yeah, it definitely is. And, TJ mentions in this Time article that he, right after he and his brother moved to Nashville, signed a publishing agreement and the record deal, he came out to his brother. So he's been known for that for a while and just his little, you know, friends and family there. But, Casey Musgraves, Maren Morris, they've all been avid supporters of that community. You know, they've come out and, you know, shown him love. James Otto, not sure if many of you remember him, and Corey Marks, they've all, you know, just come out and supported him. But that would leave JT as the only, as of recording this, the current country artist on a major label that has come out as gay. Now, Brandi Clark has in the past. She was on Warner at the time, but isn't currently. But, Shelley Wright was the first one in 2010. Then we had Ty in 2014. Billy Gilman, either the same day or the next day. And also Brooke Eden recently coming out as gay. So that country community is starting to feel more comfortable with being themselves and actually outing themselves and, getting the support as opposed to the backlash that would have happened a little over a decade ago. I mean, Shelley Wright pretty much lost her career at the time. I was working in radio in 2001 when I had heard that she was, but no one really was talking about it publicly. It was just all within, you know, the country community privately.
Well, yeah, and let's not forget the number one songwriter right now for all country artists is a gay songwriter, you know?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Shane McAnally. Mm-hmm.
Brittany, how much of a risk did TJ take in coming out? I mean, Brothers Osborne is no small potatoes. They're up there in terms of their fame and their notoriety and their mainstream. Could they lose it all because of his decision to come out? Or do you think we're kind of past the day of people coming out ruining the careers of performers?
No, I think what he did was much needed. And you know what? I honestly don't think he cares if his career is ruined. I mean, TJ really isn't that type of guy. But I think the risk was well worth it for him. And I think there's going to be – you're going to have some people who say, well, he can't be country. He's gay. You know, you'll have the small little towns who don't know anything past their small, great-sized brain to say that. but the majority, you know, 98% of country music, I do think, is going to welcome him and love him just the same.
Love that. The dark and the light of country music in the last 18 hours, both having to do with pressing social issues. It'll be interesting to see how this plays out over the coming days and weeks. We wish TJ and Morgan the best, and hope I hope TJ continues to thrive, and I know I hope Morgan learns his lesson, and frankly, whatever punishment he has coming will be warranted, but hopefully we can move past it and he can continue to be the artist that we know he is. So, Brittany Vance, Buddy Yon, for the Music Universe podcast, I'm Matt.
And I'm Buddy. Keep checking out themusicuniverse.com and check us out on TikTok as well. There's some people arguing over this situation on our page right now. So we'll see you online at themusicuniverse.com and socials. Take care.